COVID-19 disease is so mild in some that they show no symptoms, while those who go on to develop severe disease seem to have at least two phases to the illness. Brian Garibaldi, a critical care medicine expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
I think it probably is true that there's the initial injury that happens because of the virus replicating and directly damaging epithelial cells and other parts of the body. And then there's the immune system's response to it. Whether or not we find out down the road that there's even some component of autoimmunity that's driving some of the inflammation that we're seeing after initial injury, I think that remains to be seen. But it certainly would make sense that in that setting, an anti-inflammatory like a glucocorticoid could potentially shut down that secondary inflammation and calm things down.
Garibaldi says this observation may explain why the patients who seem to benefit from dexamethasone treatment are those with severe disease requiring mechanical ventilation, while those with more mild disease didn't, as a recent study found. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.